Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
You know who Mike Tyson is. He doesn't really need an introduction, but he's a boxer.
Yeah.
But he's also a bit of a human.
Mm.
But anyway, he's got this podcast, right? And on this podcast, he has just said back in the day when he was, you know, at the highest highs of his boxing career, he obviously had to do urine tests and things like that, right? And he said, look, I used to do some recreational drugs when I was at the height of my career.
Yeah.
So marijuana, cocaine. Right? That was the top of his boxing career. Obviously, not allowed to do any of that when you're a professional athlete.
True,
as well as other performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything about that, but that's obviously what they're testing for in these urine tests as well, right? So he said that he, because he had to get regular anti-doping checks and things, he devised a plan to avoid a positive result. And he did it by using a Wizinator. Now,
what?
Do you know what a Wizinator is at all?
No.
Okay. Basically, a Wizinator is a fake peen.
What?
It's a fake peen.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
It's attached to a bag. It's got liquid in it.
Yeah.
And it's squeezed between the thighs.
Right.
And comes out the fake peen tip.
Oh, my God.
Right? So when they're like, hey, Mr. Tyson, he's like, yeah. Oh, I do.
Awful impression, but that's fine.
They're like, yeah, pee in front of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries.
No, stop it.
Okay.
So did he just always wear it?
So I don't know, but basically he had to strap it on, for want of a better term.
Yeah.
And what it was filled with was that at the start it was filled with his partner's wee.
Okay.
So he would get her to give urine samples and then he would keep them and put it in the fake peen.
Yellow Powerade then.
Yeah,
after that.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he got scared because he's like, one day he came back and he's like, what if you're pregnant or something and it comes back?
Yeah.
You know,
did you hear about that happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So then he started using his baby daughter's peen. Piss.
What?
Yeah. His baby daughter's pee.
But hey, oh my God.
He would, I don't know how. I mean, I guess maybe it's a potty situation.
Yeah,
you must. And then he would put it in a bag and attach it to a fake peen in order to avoid failing drug tests.
So, questions.
With
the Wizinator, are they custom made?
Well, that's the other thing, right?
Because, so I probably couldn't use the same Wizinator that Mike Tyson uses, yeah?
For many, many reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, let's just go through some of those reasons.
No.
Wake up fresh.
Daily.
Wake up fresh. Daily. With Tom and Lonnie. Guess the year.
Getting off my stool for this one, mate.
Whoa. Hang on. Getting off mine.
Okay, that's all right. One of us needs to be up and about. That's fine.
Oh, okay, fine.
Just use my gluteus maximus to bump it out of the way.
That is a maximus.
Anyway, I was gonna rip you for your gluteus maximus, but let's move on.
I'm wearing stretchy pants today, so please don't.
You do. You look like a breakdancer.
Thanks.
So if you want to breakdance during this game, by all means. But here's how the game works. Going to play a little bit of a song. You and I need to cast our minds back through the mists of time, through the years, back to when we first heard that song, and hopefully narrow down the year it was released. You can play at home as well, guys. We write it down on a piece of paper. Probably don't do that if you're driving. Hands on the wheel, 10 and 2. But we write it down on a piece of paper, reveal on 3, and then it's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of 3 arrangement. Here we go. You ready to play?
Yep.
Guess the year. Question number 1 for this week sounds like...
Yes.
Oh.
This is hard.
It is hard because I've got absolutely no idea.
Oh, okay.
Alright, just lock something in. You ready to go? I'm just gonna say I reckon it's around that turn of the century time.
Okay, yeah,
here
same.
We go. Reveal in 3, 2, 1.
2002.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. I reckon you might be right. Here we go.
The year was 2002.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Oh, someone knows their Missy Elliott, and you are dressed appropriately too.
She signed my singlet at a gig once.
Oh,
yeah.
Did she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you ask for that to happen?
I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just checking. Question number two. Okay. Are we going to get to do the rap? That's the question.
No.
Is this like my party trick is to do the rap from this song?
Every party trick is your rap.
What?
Every rap.
Is my party trick?
Yes.
Is that what you meant to say?
You've got many.
Okay.
I remember. Yeah, no, that's a terrible story. Don't worry. Okay, three.
Go on then.
Two. One.
1995.
Uh-oh.
I reckon we're both spot on here.
The year was 1994.
Oh, okay. By the time it got to Australia, back in those days,
yeah,
had
you're
to
right.
put it on a boat and then a big ship. Okay, so that's one to you. Okay, if you win this, you win.
Yes.
If I get this, we go to a tiebreaker. Here we go. Question number three.
Oh, this sits in that weird time as well.
Yeah.
Mumford and Sons. And I will wait, I will wait for you.
It was the big banjo craze of...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Reveal in 3, 2, 1.
2009.
Ooh. Okay, here we go. Let's find out.
The year was 2012.
Oh! Well done, me.
What a game.
Takes it to the tiebreaker because we've got
stood up.
Yeah, we've got time for that too, don't we? It's barely any time till 7:30 news. Okay, question number four. This is for the win. Tiebreaker time. That sit.
I know.
In the Black Eyed Peas journey. You know what I mean?
Well, see, JT was on that one, wasn't it?
Oh, God knows.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to lock... I've just locked something in just for the sake of finishing this game.
Okay.
You have two?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
2007.
Okay, let's find out. I think we'll get a winner out of this.
The year was 2003.
Oh, we're both over.
But I win.
Why?
Don't I? Nah, just because I said.
All right, you can have the sound.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. So K-Rock 955.
Now, this might come under, you know, one of our famous breaks. Is it anxiety or just thinking a thing?
Yeah. We've got to get that intro made up. You be the
judge. I imagine it would go something like, yeah. Anyway, so I just want to know, is this the workings of a normal brain or a brain like mine?
Okay.
Now, you messaged me.
Yes.
At 4:57 a.m. this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You said, hey, mate, how are you? God, I love you. Can't wait for a great
day. Well, that's
here.
A lie. No,
yeah,
I didn't
okay,
write any of that. Who has time to write that
you
in
said,
a text message?
You said,
know that already.
Hey, mate. I've just stopped at APCO to get chocolate for this morning, and I think I'm going to get a coffee too. Would you like one? Sounds like I'm reading off play school.
Yeah, seems like a pretty polite and well-elocuted message.
It did. With extra information, you could have just said, mate, you want a coffee? I'm getting one. But that's fine. You gave me the place that you're getting it, APCO.
Mate, I'm a wordsmith.
Yeah, you are. Oh, God. Anyway, so I was just looking at previous messages to see what your words were like in previous messages, and we won't go into that. Now, this was at 4:57 a.m.
Yeah.
I got to it at 5:04 a.m. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Few minutes later.
Seven. I'll crunch those numbers for you. It was 7 minutes later.
And then I looked at it and I thought, and I replied, nah, you're good, mate. Sorry, I just saw this. Right? Because this is what? Oh, yes, I wanted a coffee. I was a bit tired last night. Drove up to Werribee, finally.
Yeah.
After months and, you know, didn't get home till like 10:30 last night, well past my bedtime.
Mm.
So I wanted one, but because I didn't get back to you within the allocated 4 minutes that I give myself to reply to a coffee message.
Oh.
I said no, because here's why.
Yeah, right.
Here's why. There's nothing worse than when you message someone, and I never message. It's rare that I would message you 10 minutes before I go to get the coffee.
Mm.
I'll be literally standing in line or walking across the street to go to a cafe, and I'll be like, oh, Tom might want a coffee. Hey, do you want a coffee? If you don't reply right then, and then I'm sitting there waiting like, does he want one? Is he going to reply? Like, what's going to happen? And so it puts the pressure on me, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then I'm like, what do I do? So then if I order my coffee and then I'm walking to wherever I need to walk to meet you and then you text me, you're like, yeah, I'd love a coffee. Then I'm like, oh, then I got to go back.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't want to do that to you.
Right.
So I allow a 4-minute window.
Okay.
And if I don't get within that 4-minute window,
yes,
then it doesn't matter if I want a coffee or not. I've considered that too long a wait.
Okay.
And I will say no. Mm. Now, is that like, I mean, that's, how do you think?
No, I respect that. I appreciate that because what I did was I messaged you and I thought, okay, to give her a window to reply, I will go and pick the chocolate. And so I then compared prices of various sizes of chocolate bar, went back to the counter to check
25
the
minutes
one,
later.
And then came back and then made my choice. And you still hadn't replied by the time I then paid for the chocolate and ordered my coffee.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So I appreciate you having that thought and going, no, you know what, it's gone. The moment has passed.
Yes.
There's no way he's still not ordered his coffee yet.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that never will I ever afford you the same consideration.
Okay.
If you message me, do you want a coffee? And I get the message half an hour later, I'll be like, yes, please.
Okay, good to know.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. So good. K-Rock 955.